NFT heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space, or NFT OGs like us, we're going to provide you with the necessary alpha to crush. We're bringing the top guests and DeFi into DeFi. We're going to DeFi into DeFi, John. I can't believe I just said that, but why not? Let's DeFi into DeFi. We're going to provide all the alpha on DeFi, Web3, the metaverse, social tokens. Let's have fun. I'm here with the NFT machine. Remember, John, we decided to switch up the episodes last time, and I like it. We're having fun. John, you were just in London. You've been all over the world. We're changing up the formula. You know John. You know me, Justin. Let's rock and roll. What are we starting with?
What are we starting with, Justin? I mean, I just got back from London, NFT London.
And you know what? You brought the rain. It's raining here in LA. It never rains in LA. John brought the rain from London.
My apologies.
No, we need it.
It was dry. When's the last time it rained in LA? Like a year ago?
That's what I'm saying. We need the rain. I'm glad you brought it. I mean, London gets it every day. We never get it. So we're starting with our kind of fun NFT heat formula of mint it or kick it.
Yeah.
We got to go with you, John. You were at NFT London. It's a massive conference. It's put on by the same folks as NFT NYC. The NFT London.
Yeah.
Now, it has massive ticket prices, but there were empty stages. Do we mint it or do we kick it?
We kick it, Justin. I mean, I blast on this all the time on LinkedIn, and I did a post this weekend about it again. Empty stages. I think they had like 700 speakers who apparently are experts in the space. I mean, the one in New York has 1,500 experts, apparently. It was, you know, the side events. It's all about the side events. Good Morning Web3, we did a side event. It was amazing. Caroline, who's going to be our guest today, she did a side event. It was amazing. It really is about the side events, but these conferences are really regressing, not progressing. It's actually pretty pathetic. There needs to be a new way to do it. Honestly,
you know what? You said kick it. I got to go mint it, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, because I want to be able to speak at conferences. And I know with your post and you're kicking it, like, we'll never speak at conferences again. But no, secretly, kick it for sure.
Kick it
to the curb.
Kick it for sure. And then
forget it.
There's like token 2049. I don't even know what that is. But here's the thing. I'm looking at all these people at these conferences.
Yeah.
I have access to most of their Instagrams. They're literally at nightclubs. They're partying. I see lots of photos of, you know, cool restaurants, lots of food, just like fun selfies. That's all they're doing. I don't even know how they have time to build.
They're not building. We want deal makers. We want folks who are passionate about Web3, building serious companies, heads down, not going out at the club and partying and doing all that nonsense.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It's even more. It's like these people, it costs thousands of dollars to go to these things.
Yeah.
And most of these people have companies that don't generate revenues. So how do they pay for this?
VCs.
Like VCs. And they're just like, and you talk to them and they're like, but they're going from one conference to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. It's insanity.
It is. It is. All right. So John and I agree. Kick it to the curb. Bye-bye, NFT conferences. These things need to be revolutionized. Follow John on LinkedIn. He talks all about it. He's stirring the pot. We like to stir the pot here at NFT Heat as well. It's fun. All right. We're moving on.
Yep.
Bull versus bear. WhatsApp is rolling out a new communities feature to bring together related chats on Web3. I know you love Discord, not. So what do you think about this? Are you bullish or bearish on WhatsApp with this?
Bullish for sure. I mean, this is exciting. Obviously, I've been advocating for a Discord killer for a while.
Yep.
There's speculation that this is going to really have a Web3 angle. So it's exciting news. You know, it's funny because Meta has not actually made money with WhatsApp yet.
Right.
So this could be the solution. So we'll see. You know, that the speculation is that's what they're kind of driving towards. But I'm excited. I'm excited. You're not.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I like WhatsApp. I have some WhatsApp alpha chat groups. But I'm on Discord all the time. I know Discord is a pain. But once you get used to it, you kind of get, you know, you get your feelers in it. So I'm kind of bearish on the WhatsApp. What I really want, I want to hear our dear friend Charles Atkins' viewpoint, because we know Charles has been building a Discord killer, and you know Charles has been on the episode NFT Heat twice.
Yep.
He's one of the silent killers in the space, absolutely brilliant mind. So we got to find out what Charles thinks about this WhatsApp thing. What do you think he suspects?
I mean, he probably likes certain features of it, but he'll definitely say that it hasn't figured it all out and that his solution's better. So.
Of course.
Of course.
All right. All right, so John and I disagree on the WhatsApp. He's bullish. I'm bearish. We got to get your opinion. We got to find out what you think. Write us in. Let us know. Follow us on Twitter. You know, we're at NFT Heat. Let us know your thoughts, because this is controversy, and we like controversy. Well, what's really fun, we have a sensational guest. I'm going to let you introduce her, because I know you know her well. We're so excited to bring her on.
Today's guest is Caroline Genova, co-founder and CEO of Wag Me Guide. Welcome to NFT Heat, Caroline.
Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. We're really, really excited to have you on the show. You may have heard John and I battling it out a little bit on Minted and Kick It and Bull versus Bear. So, of course, we got to get your opinion. We got to get your thoughts on NFT London. I heard you were there. I was in LA. John was there, obviously. What's your feedback on it? Are we going to mint it or are we going to kick it?
All right. We're really getting straight into it, right?
That's right.
So I think I really believe that the creation of Web3 conferences in general really needs much more qualified interest for people, so that actually people come to the conference and listen to the people that have something to say. So I would say just let's try to create experiences that meet the expectations. And I always say less is more and more is less. So with that said, you know, I was not personally too impressed by what was happening at the conference in London. You know, another topic was the extreme prices for tickets. I think the whole pricing model is pretty damaged and clearly needs a remake. So yeah, I would love to give some advice to the organizers and maybe try to listen more to the community and really listen to what they are searching for and what are some of the values they are looking for. So yeah, that's my view. I think I also wrote a LinkedIn post about this, and it was a bit of a discussion going on as well. But I hope that we can together actually improve the quality of conferences and actually create outstanding experiences for people that are not yet in the industry. So they actually get hooked on this and they tell all their friends how amazing that experience was. That's all I really want.
Caroline, that's brilliant.
Yeah, there was
Caroline, you're brilliant. This is absolutely genius.
Yeah, there were, like, I couldn't find really any Web2 brands there to save my life. I know there were a few there, but they're really not there as part of the conversation they need to be.
Well, Caroline, I mean, you're absolutely brilliant, but we need to know, mint it or kick it?
I would say kick it for
all
this
right,
time.
All right, kick it! We got, that's all right. John, Caroline, we're all saying kick it. That's it. Kick it to the curb. But please take her advice. Take her advice. Listen to the community. Let's lower these prices. Let's create better conversations. Let's change the way these conferences can be so that we can incorporate and bring all these Web2 folks. Let's educate people. So, I mean, so much can be done. All right. Caroline, we got to know. Bull versus bear on the WhatsApp potential Discord killer. What do you think?
I actually think it's a super interesting concept. I have started my whole community for women in Web3 travel on WhatsApp. And I think this could be an amazing, valuable add-on, considering that, you know, the current community platforms like Discord are just not so user-friendly. And most of the people that are actually outside of the Web3 bubble will not probably ever use it. So I am definitely bullish on this one. I hope they can create something meaningful and bring more people to the Web3 space, please.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So wait, Caroline, you have a Web3 travel group?
I do, actually. I started a woman Web3 travel group in around April because I've been hopping to so many different events and conferences worldwide. And I just wanted to connect to more women to have friends, you know, at the conference itself. So I started this group and it was very innocent. And now we have more than 350 members just, you know, of women chatting to each other, organizing travel plans, and it's absolutely amazing.
Have you talked to Shear at Globe Thrivers? We co-hosted an event with her.
I haven't.
Okay, I'm connecting you two because she's trying to actually tackle this on even a, like a more global level, but like that's a conversation you definitely need to have. So I'm connecting you when we're done with the show.
Wonderful, I can't wait.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Kraske. I'm one of the co-hosts of the NFT Heat podcast. I'm here alongside with my other co-host, Justin Shankaro. We have an exciting announcement.
We've partnered with Memento NFT, the easiest and most fun way to mint your own NFTs. Download it now. You got to check it out. Very cool. All right. And also, so just to break it down, everybody, we've got Caroline and John who are bullish on the WhatsApp Discord killer. I'm bearish. That's it. 2-1. That's it. I'm just putting it out there. Oh, Caroline, we have to get your, we are now doing this really fun feature where we are minting an NFT and we're going to show it at the end of the episode. So, producer Michael, we have to get your input. What should we get from Caroline in terms of the NFT?
It's up to Caroline.
Please choose a phrase, and then at the end, we're going to mint it.
All right, let's do it. Let me think. Okay, I have it. A magical treehouse in the middle of the forest in an anime style.
Very cool. All right, at the end of the episode, we'll have some fun stuff to reveal. Now we got to go deeper. We got to go deeper into finding out about Caroline, finding about WAGMI and all this really fun stuff. So clearly you have an incredible background, digital marketing, communications. Can you tell us how you entered the Web3 NFT space and take us on your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been quite a while right now. I feel like a bit of a dinosaur. So I actually tapped into the Web3 space when it wasn't really yet a Web3 space around 3 years ago. And how I fully started my career, to be really honest with you, I never ever thought I will end up in the tech industry. I was very much on the creative side of aspect of marketing and branding originally. And I really started into because I started working for a company that was building actually products on the blockchain technology. And I was the head of marketing. So this is how the whole journey started for me. Then I discovered NFTs and how that can really change the true ownerships for creators. And that was like my huge aha moment. I really, really understood the true potential of NFTs and what can it do for the industry? What can it do for Web2 brands? And sort of having that new medium, how to connect to their consumers better. And then I was completely hooked on it and the rest is history.
Love it. All right, Caroline. So this is an issue near and dear to my heart. There seems to be thousands, maybe tens of thousands of NFT and Web3 conferences right now going on. I mean, it seems to be obviously the main industry right now in Web3, which is attending conferences and going to events and side events. So what is WAGMI Guide doing to simplify this process?
Well, I'm glad you're asking. So WAGMI Guide is actually an app that helps users discover relevant Web3 events, speakers, and communities worldwide. So the app is very location aware, and it helps users to actually connect to each other, to different attendees, without getting caught in all the web of Excel sheets and Telegram groups that we've been all used to, which I think was causing me a massive headache. So right now, even organizers are actually able to add their events in the app, find great speakers, increase the exposure, you know, depending on how many people are actually attending your event, and that way generate more ticket sales too. And speaking of ticket sales, we are already developing a ticketing system that will be built in the app. So I'm super excited about this. I hope it actually will help a lot of people in the industry like myself to navigate through the scene better.
Incredible. This is so needed. Yeah. So needed. I love it. This is so great.
That's the spreadsheets are just...
Oh, my gosh. Just today, I was looking at the Excel spreadsheet for Basel. I'm like, oh.
There's a spreadsheet going on?
Already. And then there's going to...
I don't want it.
There's going to be five.
No,
so,
WAGMI Guide, are you going to be doing Basel?
So we're actually launching worldwide on December 1st. So I will be in Miami from 4th of December, and all the side events will be already there.
Let's go. Fantastic. Goodbye. So tell us, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, this is a genius idea for WAGMI Guide. How did you put the team together? Take us through the iteration process and then launching it. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So the whole idea of WAGMI Guide came to me in late April this year, actually. And it came from my need of wanting to connect to different women in the Web3 space and not really having a platform or an app to do so. Of course, we have a WhatsApp community, but it wasn't really something I thought was perfect enough, you know, to be able to navigate through this amount of events and so on. So from April, essentially, I started building a plan of who can I really connect to that would help me to bring this app to life. And I am very, very lucky that my co-founder is really covering that technical aspect of the build. And I am very much on the creative side of the branding and marketing. So it really fits together like a puzzle. And for now, we have still a very, very small team. It's only four of us. And we're hoping to be growing as we go. But first, we just wanted to test everything and see the reaction of the community.
Love it.
Awesome.
Love it. Caroline gets it. I like the way she answers questions. It's right to the point. Fluid, it's nice.
Dynamite.
This is the kind of rhythm we need more.
Caroline, we're going to take this episode and we're going to share it with our future guests so they can hopefully replicate this. You're crushing it.
Hi, everyone. It's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
Welcome. We are so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. And if you're a creator, if you're an influencer, get on that platform immediately. You can mint your own NFTs for free, sell them to your fans, and hop on Memento right now. You're going to love it.
All right, Caroline. So how should Web2 brands look at Web3? Is it just a marketing play or is it something more?
What I think is that a lot of marketeers get lost thinking revenue first when it comes to the NFT and metaverse space. I think as we are still so early in the space, the trends are showing that it's not slowing down, rather actually accelerating. And genuinely, I think that community building and co-creation of the future is still more relevant than the revenue driving. And I think this is a really, really important factor for Web2 brands to consider, because you really want to make sure that you're testing the waters in the right way before you tap into the industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to kind of go on with that, you know, how do you think we can involve more Web2 brands into the Web3 space? You know, as you and John have stated, there are thousands now practically of these NFT conferences. And if you're the CMO of a big brand, which one do you choose? How do you get involved? How do you become a speaker? How do you really connect in a meaningful way with the right Web3 companies? And how is Wagmi Guide going to help them in that process?
So actually, this is a really, really amazing question, because I've been approached by a lot of Web2 companies to try to help them, you know, how to navigate in the space. What are the good events to really get involved in? What are some of the speakers they could maybe bring into internally to educate their employees and such? And I think Wagmi Guide will sort of serve as that medium for Web2 brands to have an easier, I would say, onboarding into the Web3 space, really showing them, you know, what are the conferences or maybe what are the events in general that are sort of trending, that are liked by the community, that share the values with their company and with their community too. And really helping the team and having this expertise from our side to help them navigate it better. Because I can imagine, you know, how overwhelming it is for anybody just starting in this Web3 craziness. I remember being myself involved at the very beginning, and I couldn't even orient myself for weeks. It took me solid, I think, 4 months to even figure out what is really trending, what are some of the cool spots, what are the cool communities. And so we really just want to make it easier for the Web2 brands or anyone essentially just starting, what are the really cool experiences to attend. So this is what Wagmi Guide is striving for.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it.
So great.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great onboarding tool because, yeah. I mean, it's something we've been trying to figure out. How do you onboard more of those Web2 brands into the space? And then you have this is like super clean.
Yep.
And
we talk about this. Yeah. Educate, like, how are we going to onboard Web2 brands into Web3? We say, well, education, but that's so broad, it's vague. This is a clear example, Caroline. What you're building is so great because this is so helpful and it's a simple solution. It's terrific.
Yeah, I'm excited about
me
it.
Me too.
And you're going to bet the speakers too, because let's be honest, 700 speakers. There's a conference going on in Portugal at the same time. I mean, how many speakers are there? I don't even think there's that many people in the space.
There aren't.
Yeah,
there aren't.
It's wild. It's wild. All right, Caroline, you have deep experience in the marketing and the communication space. So what advice would you give to a Fortune 1000 CMO that's looking to get into Web3?
If you're a CMO, brand VP, or if you're within the space and you still don't have at least a clue what's going on, you really got to get it together, because the boat is going to leave. You're going to stay behind and not going to be relevant. So really go through the list of Fortune 500 brands. And I promise you that about 95% of them are looking into the space already, if they even haven't done something. So that's a complete fact. I think that, you know, what's really important is to already start hiring your team internally to tap into some of the potential strategies for your company that are suited well with the current, you know, developments and trends in the space. So if you're a brand and if you haven't started yet this research internally, definitely do so. Maybe get a chief metaverse officer, somebody that is genuinely willing to explore this field for you, and also educate internally your team, because I think that's a very important thing. We all talk about education and about people understanding the technology. I genuinely don't think that's very important. I don't think people need to understand how smart contracts work. I don't think people need to understand even about NFTs and how that's built. I think people just need to create experiences and products that will make other people's life easier with this add-on, you know, with the blockchain being at the behind of it. So Yeah, definitely tap into that. Don't stay behind. I think this is going to be a biggest new venture for anyone. And just trying to figure out what could be the waters that work for you and just, yeah, improvise. We're all improvising at this point. So let's just experiment.
Caroline, we are improvising right now. I love that.
Mic drop.
Yeah, done. Please, Web2 brands, watch this episode. Reach out to Caroline. Download the WAGMI Guide app. I mean, if you're a CMO, go through it because you are just speaking the truth. This is so incredible. Thank you. And speaking of the truth, you were just featured in the top 100 Women of the World publication. So congratulations. That's a tremendous honor. What is your opinion on companies that are winning in the Web3 space? What are they doing differently than everyone else in Web3?
Thank you, by the way, for this. I'm really, really overwhelmed by even being nominated in this amazing, amazing publication. So that's absolutely incredible. And regarding your question, I think there's so many amazing projects and companies that are doing some wonderful things. What they are doing differently? I think they're just doing something. I think, you know, trying to experience. If you look at the, for example, the fashion brands like Adidas, Gucci, they really started doing something. And it's not always true that everything works, but they have so many different fields that they tried in. They maybe bought a land in and Roblox and try to really experience with that experience for their brand, or maybe tap into, you know, having a cryptocurrency as an option for buying merchandise. Not all of it works, but some of it did. So I think what we're really trying to say is just try, tap into this space. A lot of people are figuring this out, and I have some favorites. I love The Fabrican, for example. I think they are doing absolutely amazing. I love their digital fashion studio. Of course, there's Roblox. I think they're sort of covering that back to sphere of things, and they're grabbing it by the right strategy horns. So a lot of things happening. I have my favorites, like I just mentioned, but at least do something. I think that's a really important factor to keep in mind.
Hey, everyone. It's John and Justin from NFT Heat.
We're so excited. We have partnered with Memento NFT. It's simple to use. And if you're a collector, you can get your favorite influencers, NBA athletes, and musicians and celebrities. You can collect their moments. Download Memento NFT.
So Caroline, where can people find you and connect with you and download the WAGMI Guide? Where's the best place to get in touch with you?
So I think LinkedIn is the best one. I'm definitely a LinkedIn person. I try to be more active on Twitter, but it's still not my place. So definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. I will reply all the DMs and happily connect to anybody. When it comes to WAGMI Guide, it's available to download both on Apple and Google. So please give it a try. You know, download the app. The feedback is more than welcome. As I said, we really just want to listen to the users and what their feedback is before we bring it more to the market. So right now, this month is really the month of building and figuring out what is the right direction with the consumers involved.
We talk about alpha on this episode and in terms of NFT Heat, John. And Caroline, you brought the alpha. I mean, we've got these Excel sheets for these conferences. They give us a headache. You've broken all of that down. You've put it into WAGMI Guide. We can download it on our phones. This is so cool. I mean, this is alpha for everybody that's listening and watching this episode. This is serious alpha. Get the WAGMI Guide. It's awesome. Before we end, John, Caroline, we have to have the reveal for the incredible NFT that you put together. And it's going to be released on Memento when the episode drops. So when you're watching this episode, go to Memento NFT, which is one of our fabulous sponsors for NFT Heat, and you'll be able to get Caroline's NFT. Caroline, can you remind us what the prop was?
Prop was a magical treehouse in the middle of the forest in an anime style, and I cannot wait to see it.
All right, let's see it. Wow. That's wild. Wow. That's gorgeous.
Awesome. I love that.
Incredible. Look at that art.
Can I frame this? How does this work? Can somebody just send this to me after the show? That's amazing.
That is so cool. Caroline,
That
is the best one yet, for sure. That's definitely the best one. And make sure when you watch this episode, go to Memento NFT, download that app, and you'll be able to collect Caroline's NFT. Super cool. Caroline, thank you so much for coming on NFT Heat. This was an exceptional episode.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talking to you both.
You brought the alpha. You brought it all. Everybody out there, go download WAGMI Guide. If you're going to NFT conferences, this is the only way to go. And if you're not going to NFT conferences yet, if you're just learning about it, go there, download the app, because as Caroline said, she's got all the speakers, so you can research them, you can find out their LinkedIn, see if they're legit, contact them, maybe they're good for your Web2 brand to come on and educate their team.
She's got to get you on. I mean, I was asking why. There were some speakers that were already on there. I was like, I don't know why I'm not on there. I don't know why you're not on there. So, Caroline, you got to get us on there as speakers.
Caroline, we're sending you messages.
Let the world know that we're ready to speak.
We're ready. We are ready to speak. This is so great.
Sending a message to my team as we speak, guys.
I love it. It's great. As you all know, everybody, stay tuned. Next week, we'll have another NFT thought leader popping in with more alpha. In the meantime, continue learning, growing, and seeking alpha.
We're NFT Heat.